Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A bipartisan agreement to suspend the federal debt limit and avoid default goes before members of the U.S. Senate after it passed the House last night. Congressional leaders are under pressure to drum up enough support in their respective parties. Here's Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
So today, I hope we see a genuine desire to keep this process moving quickly. I hope we see nothing even approaching brinksmanship. The country cannot afford that right now. Instead, I hope we see bipartisan cooperation.
The U.S. is on the brink of no longer being able to meet its financial obligations. The state of Texas is taking over the public school system in Houston, replacing the superintendent and elected school board members. Houston Public Media's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports the move comes in response to schools that have long struggled to meet state standards.
The new Houston schools superintendent, Mike Miles, is known for controversial reforms in the Dallas school system, like performance-based pay for teachers, implemented when he was superintendent of that district. Houston Teachers Union President Jackie Anderson says Texas schools are being held to strict standards without adequate funding and without a strong social safety net for low-income students.
I don't care what kind of plans you have, what kind of curriculum you have. If students are hungry and their basic needs are not met, they're not going to be able to learn.
The Texas legislature came close to increasing public school funding this year, but the effort fell through as state lawmakers fought over subsidies for private school tuition, also known as school vouchers. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in Houston.
The Biden administration is proposing a new rule to try to make sure that algorithms used in home valuations are accurate, fair, and unbiased. Vice President Kamala Harris told reporters today that lenders can reduce bias in home appraisals by using algorithms to supplement or replace traditional appraisals, but she said rules for data are needed to ensure that the models work as intended. NATO is encouraging Turkey to pave the way for Sweden to join the alliance by the time NATO has its summit in July. Helping Ukraine will also be a key topic for NATO. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he compared notes with NATO allies at a meeting in Norway, and he expects that the alliance will have a strong package of support for Ukraine to announce at the NATO summit in Lithuania in July.
We're focused intensely on what we can do to strengthen even more the relationship between Ukraine and NATO, and to continue to bring Ukraine up to NATO standards, interoperability.
While in Norway, Blinken also announced that the U.S. will open a diplomatic post in Tromsø, Norway. It will be the only U.S. diplomatic mission above the Arctic Circle. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The Dow is up more than 180 points. You're listening to NPR News. Germany wants four Russian consulates on German soil shut down after Russia imposed a limit on German diplomats. We have more from NPR's Rob Schmitz.
The German foreign ministry announced Berlin was revoking the licenses of four of the five Russian consulates in a retaliatory move after the Russian government set an upper limit of 350 German government officials who can stay in Russia. The Kremlin called Germany's decision ill thought out and vowed to respond.
That's Rob Schmitz reporting. The German company Adidas is selling off sneakers it created in partnership with Kanye West before it severed ties with the celebrity. NPR's Kristen Wright reports Adidas says it'll donate some proceeds to civil rights and anti-hate groups.
Adidas says a significant amount of money to be made from its remaining inventory, more than $1 billion worth of Yeezy brand sneakers, will support organizations fighting anti-Semitism, racism, and hate. The company ended its partnership with Ye in October after he made a series of anti-Semitic remarks. Adidas says after consulting various groups, it decided to donate some sales to social justice and anti-hate groups, including the Anti-Defamation League. Meanwhile, investors are suing Adidas over Ye's remarks. Kristen Wright, NPR News.
The UN General Assembly's next president will be the ambassador from the Caribbean nation of Trinidad and Tobago. Dennis Francis was elected today to succeed the ambassador of Hungary. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 185 points, more than 0.5% at 33,093. The S&P is up 43 points. NASDAQ has risen 174 points. It's NPR News.